You're listening to the NarniWeb.com podcast, and I'm your host, Rillian. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. And we have another council episode today. And today we have our very own Skillet Dude. Skillet Dude, it's been too long. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Finally got my voice back. But I'm just working on details for the Lion Party. Less than 2 months. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a Lion Party in your area at all?
Well, actually, I was sort of thinking about it, but I'm not sure how many people I can get to come, so I'm not really sure yet.
Mm-hmm. You're in California, right?
Yeah.
What part of California is there one?
It's like the Central Coast. Between Los Angeles and around there. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I was gonna maybe try to make it to the one in St. Louis, but it's just such a long drive from where I live in Kansas. It's not really a possibility. So.
Yep. Almost gas price.
Yeah. Well. Today, there's a whole bunch of news. There's a new interview with Harry Gregson-Williams. There's, of course, a new, I suppose they're calling it Adventures in Narnia, which are little featurettes hosted by Ben Barnes that are coming out now. But you can all look that up on the website. But what we're going to discuss today is just some of the new things that have come through with the shots that have come out in the new TV spots that have been released. I think we've got, including the Super Bowl spot, at least four. I actually have them all on my iPod now. I just got my first iPod Nano, and if any of you ever are walking around and you find a black Nano and engraved on the back it says Prince Rillian NarniWeb.com, then you know it's mine.
Good to know.
Yeah, so I didn't want to put my real name on it. That would just be boring. So I just put my other name on it. Cool. So basically what we're going to do, we are recording this on the 29th. And as of now, there's a whole bunch of about 3 pages worth of new images. So we're just going to go through the image gallery and look at each of the new images that we have and talk about each one. So... one of the new pictures here from one of the TV spots is one of Caspian with the centaurs. And this is a shot we've seen before, so there's not really a lot to talk about. But I still haven't made up my mind. I can't figure out which angle the camera's turning because they keep reversing the shot, you know?
Yeah.
But let's just move to the next picture. The next one is the same scene, but it's with a better shot of Glenstorm. And I really like the look of the centaurs in this film. I don't know. They seem less clean cut than in the first film. And I love that they're out in the woods and they have their swords, but that's it. They don't have their helmets or their armor or anything else.
Right. Yeah, you know, I like how they're kind of making them look, you know, of different sizes and different, you know, ages and, you know, sexes. They're kind of, you know, making it kind of vast, so that's kind of cool. But also, I think of the shot that we were just looking at, I may have missed it, but I thought that was our first shot of the Bulgy Bear. At first, but
let me go back here.
Yeah, it's kind of blurry in the image, if you look at the actual TV spot, you can see the bear there. So that's kind of cool to see him.
Yeah, well, I like that it's at nighttime. I'm glad they didn't change it to daytime. I really would have liked some more night shots in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, personally. Mm-hmm. I really loved the looks that they got when the children were going to the beaver's house and when they were initially leaving. That's one of my favorite parts in the books is when they're leaving at night, and I'm just glad they're keeping it at night like they are here. I was kind of hoping to have the big bonfire though, but I don't know, maybe they'll do that later. It seems like they're
Oh
making it
yeah.
more. In the book, it's like there's this big party, and then
Dance and
Caspian gets up
everything.
and gives his piece. But here, it's like he has to convince them. There's more convincing to do, and then maybe they'll party. I don't know.
Hopefully they're gonna show like a dancing scene, hopefully in one of these films, because I mean that's always been sort of like a nice part of the stories, and so I'm just hoping they're gonna show it someday in some of the movies, so we'll see.
The silver chair with the snowball dance.
Oh yeah, there you go.
G
Yeah, that'd be
give
cool.
give Michael Flatley a cameo.
Oh
The
yeah.
Lord of the Snowball Dance.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, so next we have, oh yes, Sleepy Cheap. And honestly, I don't think he's quite finished. We only had two shots of him so far.
Yeah, I'm
But
not really sure, but
I don't know. I his head looks sort of flattened down, like a, I don't know. I guess I wanted him to have a more narrow, pointed face, but the feather's there. We have the feather, and he's not white. We finally see he is not white. So,
So everybody was flipping out, and it wasn't really a big deal actually. I mean, I think he looks just fine.
this is actually how I imagined him. I imagined him maybe a little darker, but I didn't really imagine him black. I never imagined him as black. Be a dark gray, but I guess hopefully we'll see a lot more in the theatrical trailer, which will be released. I don't know, maybe I'll end up jinxing it maybe after this podcast, before this podcast is released, and we won't have covered it. But
It almost always seems to go that way, huh?
yeah, usually I like this, I learned the first day I did a podcast, right when I was finished, I looked online and Prince Caspian had been announced, greenlit, so I had to redo the entire podcast and put that in.
Bad luck.
Yeah. And next shot, we have our very own Truffle Hunter. Is it just me, or does he look like a stuffed bear?
I don't know. Maybe it's just the way that the picture come out, but I think in the actual shot, it didn't look as fake, I guess, in the picture. Maybe the picture's just.
Yeah, but I mean, even there, he didn't. I don't know. I guess I wanted him to look more animal-like, more of a. I don't know. Maybe it's because I can't see his eyes. I mean, you can only get so much out of these TV spots. I haven't found any high-quality versions of them yet. But I suppose he looks all right. I just wanted more of a. I mean, I've never. The fact of the matter is that badgers are really, really tough, fierce animals, and I just wanted that kind of conveyed here, but we'll see. What did you think of the voice in the trailer?
From what I can remember, I think it was only like one small tiny line. So, based on that, I can't really say too much. But I mean, he sounded fine. I mean, he wasn't like high pitched or girly or anything like they. I'm not sure why the BBC turned the character into a female character.
I've
But
never understood that.
yeah,
Budget
I
cuts.
never.
Budget cuts. They couldn't afford one more male actor that they
Perhaps
had.
I have no idea. But yeah, I can't really tell from that one line alone, but I'm sure he's gonna be fine. But
Some
yeah.
people, Glenpuddle and I were talking about this earlier, and he doesn't think it actually is his voice, because someone I
Really?
think saw, I don't know if it was Jim Fan, but someone saw a clip and they remembered it being, they just described it as a deep, gruff voice, and this is more of a, you're meant to save us sort of voice. And
Oh, so yeah, it could be a dub, just that maybe they haven't done the voice actually yet. Who knows?
well, yeah, maybe, I don't know. But, yeah, maybe that was the voice that was dubbed. We'll see. But,
Maybe.
Nicky Brick looks great,
Yeah.
and I love the set there. It looks exactly like how I imagined it.
It looks very detailed, like all the other ones that we saw in the first film, so that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know if I think in the book it just says he hit it. It's not his fault. He hit his head outside our hole. Here it's like they're inside trees, almost like a Peter Pan idea that they're
Hideaway,
hiding.
yeah.
Yeah, they go down and have the door goes inside the tree, and they're down inside this big tree. And I like that idea. I frankly think it's really fun, and it reminds me of the Mr. Tumnus set, although it's in a tree instead of a rock cave. All right, next shot. More fawns. I don't know, there's not much to say here. The fawns look good.
And there seems to be a wolf up there, so
Oh my goodness, I didn't notice that.
I guess they have joined the good side, just like all the centaurs, or I'm sorry, the minotaurs, minotaurs.
Yeah,
I don't know how to ever pronounce that, but
Minotaurs,
minotaurs,
Minotaurs.
minotaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess all the creatures have come together, so from what we can see, and from what we've heard, I'm sure all of them have joined forces almost. So
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the wolves being there. It's
yeah, I don't care either.
I mean, to me, it's the same as the black dwarves being there.
Yeah.
I mean, the black dwarves fought for the witch during the Line, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, as did the wolves, and so I always saw them as kind of in the same league as those creatures, more prone to darkness. But I don't equate them with, say, the hags or. I mean, the hags and the ogres, that's something completely different. And the werewolves, I see that as completely different. So it's like, I mean, part of my evidence for that was just when Knickerbocker says, well, ask the wolves, she wasn't, Aslan wasn't always nice to the wolves. Well, I mean, he was kind of putting himself as, the black dwarves next to the wolves there, so. And next shot, somewhat detailed shot of Glenstorm, I think.
Yeah. He looks pretty cool. I liked his voice from what I could hear from the
Yes.
preview.
Yeah, we had got a shot of his voice, and it did sound very good. I liked it. I think Glenstorm's going to be a solid cast, for sure.
And he seems like he's gonna have a little bit more to do than what is his name in the fourth
Aureus.
movie? Yeah, Aureus. Yeah. So, hopefully he's gonna be a little bit more involved because Aureus he wasn't really in the book anyway. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, hopefully Glenstorm's gonna have a good part.
Yeah, I always thought it would be, if I were to have any cameo, it would be a centaur. They're just so cool. Although I'm not really big enough, buff enough to play a centaur.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool if you could do that.
To be buff enough to play a centaur, certainly. All right, and then we have Lucy and Susan on horseback. And my guess is that after they meet Caspian in the woods, and Susan shoots the Telmarine off the horses, like we saw in the one. My guess is that that they take some of the horses. That's my guess on where they get the horses from.
Yeah, sounds like a pretty good assumption. I can't really think of anything else actually than what I don't know how this scene would fit other than that, so we'll have to wait and see.
But then there's that famous one with Susan and Caspian on the horse together, and that got people, oh!
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, that was the one that was getting people.
Yeah.
And we won't talk about that so much here, unless it happens to be in this batch of photos.
Yeah, I don't think so, but we'll see as it goes by.
And then we have another shot of Trumpkin, and his face looks less red than it looked in the first time we saw him.
I know, yeah. I can yeah, I remember that. It was extremely kind of like a rosy, kind of
Yeah.
thing. Yeah, maybe they get a color corrected something, or maybe they changed around the colors, maybe. I have no idea, but yeah.
Yeah, I if this isn't how it ends up looking, I personally like this better.
Hmm.
I mean, the black dwarves are black because of their hair, and the red dwarves, I think, should be red because of their hair, not their faces. But,
Yeah, I also like it how the red dwarves, I mean their hair is red, but it's not like overly red, it's
yeah.
not like extremely bright.
Like some of my
And
friends from Europe.
right,
Apparently,
so
red hair is the new thing in especially Eastern Europe. When I was there, I saw a lot of women with red hair. It's kind of funny. And then we have a shot looking down on the Pevensies from the boat. And that shot makes me wonder if it is perhaps Lucy looking up and seeing Aslan, and that's just a shot from Aslan's point of view, or if it's perhaps a shot from a Telmarine spy's point of view,
It could be.
and they're maybe going down the route they shouldn't have gone down. It's just a thought, because that just type of shot looks like a first person shot.
Right. Yeah, but it could also be just like a wide shot,
Just a god's eye shot. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I can see what you're saying, like with the trees and stuff, looking. It does seem like there's a first person view to it, so it could be.
And it certainly sounds like this part of the story is being kept fairly true to the book. It may be compacted, but what with Lucy seeing Aslan first and Edmund being the first to believe her, is, I think, going to be pretty close to the book.
Right.
And then we have the motif of Aslan on the, I was going to call it a shield, but it looks like it's made out of stone, so I'm not sure what to call it that Peter's holding.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either. I mean, yeah, there's been lots of shots of lion heads and lion statues everywhere. But yeah, I mean, it fits with the story and everything. But yeah.
I almost wonder, Aslan's, of course, Aslan in the book, as far as you could probably say dialogue, I don't know, maybe the last battle might be an exception. Probably not, though. But as far as dialogue and presence, Aslan is in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe more, really, than any other story. Although in Prince Caspian, he comes in fairly quickly. I think the only story where he comes in quicker is in the Silver Chair, where he's there from the very beginning. But I think it'll help to build the presence. I think this film looks like it's actually going to have quite a bit of Aslan, which I think is key. You have to have Aslan as the, I'll say, chess player, moving the pieces in every single story. He's the one who's orchestrating everything.
Right.
But I think that Aslan's role in this is going to come through strong. I think it's easier to hit this the mark on this one as far as the role of Aslan than it was in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, because there were a lot of subtleties that played in through the book that I think the film missed.
Yeah. Hopefully they're going to take this opportunity, yeah, to make him a bit more fierce.
Yeah.
As we've seen from the past trailer and the TV spots, yeah, he does seem to be a little bit, kind of rough, fierce. But yeah, hopefully they're going to continue with that and make him as he was in the book, not very tame, so but yeah.
And then we have Peter opening the door.
For
Not
the
much to
treasure
say there.
chamber.
Yeah, looks good. And then we have, oh, yes, the four Pevensies. And I saw, I think in one of the teasers, you see them all running to their positions right there. And I think that's going to be the point of illumination, where one of them will say, "Hey, wait a minute, maybe let's stand where we." I don't know. I'm not a very good writer. I wouldn't. It would be horrible if they wrote it like how I'm about to say. But let's stand where we were at our coronation scene in the
Right,
first movie. But
yeah.
they all run there, and then you have a moment of almost like a series of unfortunate events where you have the. Glumpuddle and I both imagine, from their point of view, they will see the castle restored, and the way it was when they were kings and queens, and then it'll fade to the ruins and everything.
Yeah, that would be pretty effective. Like it's funny because when you see these shots, it's very lucky uniform standing put position. So that's probably what they're gonna hint at, I'm sure. Yeah.
Then we have Caspian on horseback. And Skeletor's
Okay.
internet connection goes down right now.
Well, here it is. So yeah. It must be his run from the castle, I'm sure.
I
But
like
yeah.
the look of that shot, although it I wish it was a little darker. I don't know. Maybe that's as it's coming into morning. Because it looks like
Maybe.
it does definitely leave at nighttime. We see the shot with the fireworks. That's definitely a realistic looking nighttime shot, but maybe they're going to portray it as a very long ride into the morning, early morning. And then we have the Telmarine Cavalry.
It looks very, very vast.
It does. Although I will say it doesn't look. I remember one time someone came up with a kind of a concept idea for what they wanted the trailer to look like and some of the dialogue in the and they had one of the lines, yeah, Miras has an army of 500,000, my lord, and I'm thinking, oh come on. That's biblical proportions there.
Yeah.
I don't know how big the army's going to be. I think the first film it was about the right size, maybe a little bigger. But I think here I think the armies look big but not too big, although
Right.
for the life of me, I don't know why they have siege engines there. I mean, it's not like they brought siege engines as in, oh, maybe they'll have a fortress out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna hopefully be glad that they're not gonna like blow it up to like, Lord of the Rings, status, because I never really thought of them being as, huge as that. So hopefully they're gonna, make it. I mean, you can make it have lots of drama without size, So I don't know. Hopefully they're not gonna go too crazy with that.
Well, did you ever see Kenneth Branagh's Henry V?
Oh, I don't think so, no.
Excellent film, my friend. You should watch it. But yeah, he did Henry V with the, I think it was some nice British person. Please email me if I get this wrong. They said, I think the numbers are somewhat debatable, but I think it's around 6,000 English against 12,000 French cavalry. Anyway, those are about the numbers, and he doesn't really show the vast army size. He's actually seen the entire cavalry advance. You get the idea of the size simply from the facial expressions of the English, but they don't actually show it, which I thought was interesting. And of course, he couldn't really show it because he didn't have the resources at the time to do this huge army. But it's a good movie. Christian Bale's in it when he was around 14, so it's really weird seeing Batman running around as a little kid. But yeah, I think the army is. I love the look of the army. That's. I love the design of this film. If anything, I think that the design has been nailed terrifically. And then we have Dr. Cornelius, presumably, and Caspian.
Yeah, this
And.
must be, I'm thinking probably this scene is right when he's about to say, okay, leave really, really, really fast, maybe. I don't know, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Caspian, you must leave really, 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 really fast.
Well, not in those exact words, of course, but yeah, he's probably.
I don't know if he's on Destria, but there's something
Oh,
behind
yeah.
him.
I don't know.
Yeah, I love the. It looks like, again, true to the book, Dr.
Yeah.
Cornelius does warn Caspian.
I know, yeah, I had
Okay, he
old.
is on the horseback. I just went to the next picture,
Oh,
and we
okay.
see him in the stable.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I hope that Cornelius is, he's in the movie at a good pace. Like I hope that they're gonna have that the scene with Tarva and those two planets. I really hope they're gonna still have that. I
Tarva and
think
Amandil. Wait.
Yeah, I think we did see that, or we did hear that they were gonna have that scene. So
What? It's not Amandil. That's from the Lord. That's from
Elendil
Silmarillion.
or Tarvin Elendil. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It is Elendil, yeah.
Yeah.
There's Terabithia and Terabinthia.
Oh yeah, that
Because
bridge.
there's the Road to Terabithia, which is
Yeah,
a
bridge to
bridge to
Terabithia.
Terabithia, which is a movie. And then there's, in the Chronicles of Narnia, there is a place called Terabinthia.
Yeah, that's a little too close for comfort. I wonder how that worked out. So
I
we'll
don't
see.
know.
Anyways.
Plagiarists!
Anyways.
And then we have Caspian grabbing a sword. Looks like he's got a bunch there.
Yeah.
Or
He has a.
presumably Caspian. May not be Caspian.
Probably, maybe, but.
It looks like his shirt.
Yeah, probably is. But yeah, those are a lot of swords. I wonder.
Yeah. I'm ordering a rapier soon.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I'm selling one of my broadswords and I'm gonna be buying a rapier. A nice Pappenheimer. It for my especially I have to have it for the lion party, of course.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You
Yeah.
can show it off, you know?
Well, we were gonna fight with him.
Yeah. And oh, yeah. And then, you
Silly
know,
fence.
like, and then in the line, you can, like, say, hey, if you cut, this is what happens to you. And then you can, like, whisk it
Cutters
out.
get cut.
Yeah, there you go. So, very awesome.
Let's see. And then we have another shot of Caspian
And Glenstorm.
and Glenstorm in the back. And oh, I wanted to talk about this. It looks, I'm not sure what it looks like. It looks like a satyr running up to Caspian, but he has his sword stuck in a tree, and I think it's the same outfit he has when he fights Peter.
Yeah, and
And he,
the sword is stuck in that tree as well when we see that shot.
yeah, when
So
we see the shot of he, we see, oh wait, was that Peter swinging into the tree?
yeah, it could even be
Maybe
Peter's
that's,
sword.
well, yeah, oh wait, let me look at it. It looks like Peter's sword.
Okay. Well.
I don't see the ring guard or, yeah, it could be Rindon. Who knows? Andrew Adamson knows. Ben Barnes knows. Willie
Oh
Moseley
darn.
knows. But will they email me and tell me? No, of
Oh
course
darn.
not.
Yeah. They're too
Well,
cruel for that.
no. They're listening in, I'm sure of it, and laughing hysterically.
Yep.
But yes, and there's maybe on another podcast we will did you read the super spoiler thread in the forums? It just it has basically it reveals everything, all the entire plot.
Oh,
What the
no, I
fight
have not.
in Okay, I won't tell you and I won't say it on this podcast episode, but what it's all about, what the fight with Peter and Caspian is about, everything. And I went
Oh.
ahead and read it.
Yeah, just to spoil stuff a little bit more, you know.
Well, it's not that specific, but it does give you an outline of the plot. And then we
Well.
have in the next shot, Caspian and Edmund and Susan and Peter, and I don't know what Caspian's holding his knees for.
I'm thinking maybe this is the scene where, or maybe he's telling Aslan that he's not
Oh, that could be it.
right for the role or right for the king
Well, it
or
looks like
whatever.
they're beside the bridge. You see some broken wood and a river in the background. Could very well be, but boy, I would love to work there. Oh
I
my
know,
goodness.
it's very cool there, very, very
It's
pretty.
beautiful. I love that. Anyway, I did notice one thing I liked is frankly, of course I love Peter's armor in the first film, and Edmund sort of got cheated a little bit, I think. Because he doesn't have any pauldrons, he doesn't have any vambraces, doesn't have any gloves, and he does get some more gear in this one. He almost has what Peter has in the first film,
Right.
as far as armor goes.
And also not to mention he never got a special gift
True,
from
he
Father
never did.
Christmas. Yeah, so it's kind of sad. He's sort of like a neglect or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we haven't seen very many shots of him either. I mean, there's
Although
been lots of.
there's one photo of him with the two swords in battle, and I'm watching this, I'm going,
That's
wow,
cool, yeah.
this kid has grown up since the first one.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And
It was kind of shocking at first. I was like,
yeah,
whoa.
it's funny because of course the actors were older than they were supposed to be in the books. William Moseley I think was 17 when he started filming. Anna Paquin was 15. At Andrew Adamson, I think I read in the official movie companion, he was worried when he first saw William that he wouldn't be grown up enough to carry the role by the time they started filming, and it turned out he was. And at first I thought, well, that's sort of silly. I mean, in the book, but now that I'm seeing how they filmed it, if you would imagine Peter being Edmund as far as age, fighting the White Witch, I don't think it would have come across as well.
Right,
I
yeah.
think it would have been much more difficult to bring across.
Yeah, suspension of disbelief, it would be a little bit harder to swallow.
But I think this film, I'm so hoping that they get really good choreography for the fight. But we'll see.
Yeah, because we've heard it's going to be a lot longer, I suppose, from the White Witch and the Peter fight, so it
Well, it
should be
has to
good.
be. Oh, it should be. We're talking Rocky.
Something extremely like macho and cool, you know.
I'm gonna make an Eye of the Tiger music video for Prince Caspian after it comes out.
Yeah, that would be fitting because since they
And
listen to it.
if there is a Caspian Susan bit in there, I'm gonna make another music video, Shot Through the Heart, and You're to Blame, You Give Love a Bad Name. Do you ever hear that song?
I think maybe once or
Shot through
something.
the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was a pretty funny video, but pretty funny song.
Yeah.
Anyway, my moment of stardom has
Rock
passed.
star,
Rock
yeah.
star Rillian has a ring to it. I know.
you.
Let's go on. Let's see. Then we have a Caspian looking at Rindon. Seen that before. And then we have Lucy out in the woods talking to I don't know whom.
Oh, actually, like in the shot that you were just saying, it's actually Peter. You say Caspian.
Oops, sorry,
It's like,
Peter.
no, it's fine. I was just kind of, oh, that doesn't look like Caspian. But anyway, yeah. So the one with Lucy. I'm not sure when this is supposed to take place. It could take place in many times, probably.
Yeah,
What do you think?
I really wish that I w it seems that the pictures with Lucy and Aslan, it seems like it's all in daytime, and I just wish it was at nighttime, personally.
Yeah, it makes it kind of more mysterious when she kind of hears his voice, right? It's kind
Yeah, and it's plus I love the image, just the idea of it being in nighttime. I don't know. I suppose that's just one of my little pet peeves I'll have to worry about.
right. The trees too, like they sort of wake up too, so that all of that is sort of really, really, kind of like a mystery to it, and like a so I think it would look better when it was kind of darker,
Especially
but we'll
since it'd be
see.
harder for the audience to see exactly what was going on.
Right,
Less
so
detail.
it would yeah I think it would make it really, really, dramatic if it was sort of darker in the night, but
Yeah.
oh well.
They could change it. Andrew Adamson, if you're listening,
Maybe.
please change it. Well,
Yes, for
actually,
the
I don't know.
fans.
It's probably too late now that I think of it.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, 2 months, they're going to have to send it to the reels soon. And then we have the Pevensies coming out of the tunnel.
And they're lined up in the same way that they were on the castle ruins.
It does.
So,
You're correct.
but
I like the
yeah.
clothes, by the way. I like the costumes.
Oh yeah,
Although
they're.
I hate it whenever people. It was like when the first film. Yeah. Okay. Here they see the uniforms. They think, "Oh, Harry Potter." You know. And I'm going, "No." And then it's almost as bad as the first film when they I see, some people say, "Oh, they stole that train from Harry Potter." I'm going, "No, it's Great Britain. Trains look like that there." And I
Oh wow.
go to the British Railway Museum or watch Thomas the Tank Engine. You'll notice some similarities with the trains,
Right.
okay?
Yeah, that's yeah. I've never really actually heard the comparison with like the school like the clothes and the Harry Potter. I've never heard that, but yeah, as I kind of look at it, I mean, you could maybe make that distinction or that, but I mean, they're not going to be in those clothes for very long, and they don't have
No.
wands or anything, so just shut up about it, but yeah, so, but
It is
yeah,
weird. It
I can't
is.
really
Oh, go
see the
ahead.
difference. I mean,
Well, it is weird seeing that Skander's taller than Anna now.
oh
It's.
yeah.
Yeah. But. And then we have. I don't know if that's a set picture. Well, I guess no, I guess it's just the four Pevensies again.
Yeah.
Looks like they're maybe playing on the beach or something.
It looks like Susan's shooting arrows though, but I don't think so. But it
Well,
looks like it
yeah,
from
it
what we
looks like
see.
she has a quiver.
Her bow out or something.
And Lucy looks really short.
Yeah,
Maybe it's
maybe she's
Trumpkin.
down on and down in a hill. Maybe the
Maybe.
goes down the slope. Yeah, maybe Susan's trying to fish because they're hungry. Maybe she's gonna shoot in the water. Who knows?
Oh, I yearn for high def.
Yeah.
And then we
Oh,
have a lovely helicopter shot of the island, or a peninsula, I suppose. And I think that is not necessarily it might be a film shot. I don't know.
could be.
And then we have Ben Barnes from his Adventures in Narnia bit.
Yep.
Did you see the videos of him in Japan, by the way?
Yeah, I did actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know,
Actually,
yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. I like the voice of the Japanese actor a little better.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, not necessarily with the accent of him. I don't want to, I have enough. I think it's enough that he has an Italian, semi quasi Italian accent. I don't think he needs a Japanese accent on top of that as well. But
Right.
I do like the quality of the Japanese actor's voice. I think I actually popped in the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe in French just to
Oh.
hear Omar Sharif's voice as Aslan.
Oh,
Because
okay.
Omar Sharif is such an amazing actor.
Yeah, I've never really actually seen it in any other language. I may have to check it out and see what their voice is like. That's
Yeah, watch the
cool.
scene with Aslan. That guy's got a good voice.
That's cool.
And then I said we'd end at the picture with Andrew Adamson going crazy with something.
Yeah. I think
What
it's like
is?
it could be one of the fawn weaponry. I think it looks like that, but I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh,
Seeing if there's
well.
a on there.
It looks like he's having a good time.
I know,
I'm
yeah.
sure I would if I were him.
Yeah. Yeah, probably a lot of like like a relief maybe after they film something. Who knows?
Yeah, the rap party or whatever.
Yeah. So
Well, there's been a whole bunch of images come out, and it's I'm frankly, the more of the teasers I see, I'm actually starting to feel better about the film again. There were enough issues that had come out a while ago that I was starting to feel somewhat negative about, but I'm starting to realize, even though there's maybe some changes I don't like, I think even though they may be bad changes from the book. I don't think that it's necessarily a bad story piece, or I don't think it's going to hurt the film just by itself. So I'm feeling better about the film. I do think it might, now that I look at it more and think about it more, I think it may very well be better than The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which I would be great with. I think The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was a really good movie. Not that great. I mean, I think it had some problems, but I think it was a really good movie. And I think if this could be better,
Yeah, they did
it'd be
leave
great.
they did leave room for lots of like improvement after the first one. The first one was fine, but I felt like they had to improve upon certain things. Hopefully, and hopefully, like the dialogue will be prove a little bit better.
Hopefully they'll have more dialogue straight from the book.
Yeah, because I kind of missed that in the first film. So hopefully they're.
That's one thing amazing about The Lord of the Rings is if you watch that, there's so many lines. Even if that character didn't say them at that point in the story, It's
still
still a
lines from the
talking
book.
line, and I'm wondering, how did they, are they, do they just go through the book and make take out little lines that they liked and then just figure out where to put them? Because I mean, there might be a line from a, like they'll take one of Farmer's lines and give it to Eowyn. I'm at a completely different point in the story, and I'm going, that's a great line, it works. But I'm wondering how they, I mean, this must have gone to so much work just to make sure it stayed true to Tolkien. But hey, they should do it with this film. It's easier.
Definitely. We'll see.
Yes, we will. In oh, let me check the counter. As of right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is 47 days, 11 minutes, 44 seconds, 23 seconds mark. Oh.
So close, but yet so far away.
Oh, yes. And The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, only 768 days, 11 hours, 44 minutes, 12 seconds mark.
Yeah, that one not so much, but that's okay, whatever.
I'll survive.
Yeah.
I will. I have to. It's my job.
We're gonna be fine. It's fine. We can just kind of breathe in, breathe out.
Speak for yourself. I've got to go fence or something to contain my energy.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So,
Cool.
yeah. Fortunately, Prince Caspian comes out on stop day, because KU has a finals week. And then, but the week before with classes goes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And the film comes out on Friday,
Okay.
so it really frees up my schedule for the Lion Party that day.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, actually my school, I think it's like the final day of regular class, but I don't care. I'll just go. I'll just go anyway.
Yeah, I may try to go to a midnight release of it. We'll see.
Yeah. Hopefully. It'll be
Hopefully.
cool.
Well, Skill 2, thank you very much for joining me. It's
Yeah,
been
sure.
great.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. It was fun.
Oh, definitely. I'll have you again sometime.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Bye.
As always, visit the forums for a discussion about these kind of topics. And if you want to email us, you can email me about the podcast or questions in general, rillian@narniweb.com. And if you want to email Skillet Dude, you can email him, skillet4me07@yahoo.com. One final note, I got an email from Rachel Bays. She wanted me to know that it is possible to throw an arrow. It's just, she said she's done it. It's just really, rather difficult. She says the way it looks in the trailer is that she's just rapidly throwing an arrow out of her quiver to set it to her string. If you look closely at the shot, it is a scene from the Night Raid. Let me know what you think. And yes, I agree. I think it's definitely from the Night Raid, and it could be that she's just getting it out real quick to throw it to the bow. But I guess we'll find out. Only a few more weeks to go. You've been listening to the NarniWeb.com podcast, and until next time, I'm your host, Rillian.